Eyes on Overtime is the first section in Room 3. Here we've brought together 30 pairs of spectacles and goggles and portraits of people wearing lenses. The glasses are displayed in two long wall cases and two freestanding cases in the centre of the room. Each pair of glasses has had a bespoke mount made by Wellcome's technicians, and they've been specially lit to try and minimise the reflection bouncing off the many different reflective surfaces. Collectively, these lenses tell a story about the ways we've sought to shield our eyes for work or augment our vision to carry out specific activities. In the first wall case to your right, there are 10 types of lenses, some of which help protect eyes from different forms of light that can harm vision. The first pair in the case is a pair of snow goggles made by the Inuit people of Alaska to protect from snow blindness. Snow blindness is caused by sunlight reflecting off white snow and ice. This is a painful condition that causes temporary loss of vision. They have been carved from pine and have slits made of animal hide to enable the wearer to see. There are two pairs of goggles contained within this set, which are held within a beautiful wooden case illustrated with black ink depicting hunting scenes. Situated on the wall to the right of this wall case is a monitor showing a film by the artist Keiji Masuda called Hyperreality. The film follows the protagonist, 42-year-old Juliana Restrepo, as she negotiates a bus trip to the supermarket. Her visual field is filled with games, internet services and phone calls, alongside adverts that pop up in her peripheral vision. The interface is populated with avatars that alert her to injuries, give advice, and ultimately give her the option to reset her digital identity. We chose to feature this work alongside glasses that filter blue light from screens and a pair of other glasses that enables the wearer to record augmented reality content. We wanted to reference the ubiquitous presence of screens in contemporary life and explore a reflection of a near future where augmented reality will be integrated into our everyday life experiences. Some of the earliest users of spectacles and an enduring connotation when it comes to glasses were scholars. Monks were some of the few people who could read in the Middle Ages. In the first freestanding case behind you are 12 different spectacles and tools used to facilitate reading. In this case is a pair of round spectacles with thick black rims. This design was favoured by the French architect Le Corbusier, who designed them in collaboration with the bespoke glasses maker Maison Bonnet. Le Corbusier had myopia and nearly lost all of his vision in one eye in 1918. The frames were designed to conceal the thickness of the lens Le Corbusier used. It's interesting then that this shape has now become emblematic of the image of an intellectual. It is just one example in this room of how eyewear can serve as a way of performing an identity.